Hi, welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today, as always, are Chris and Danielle. If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides, and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach into the jar and pull out a topic for this week. Today's topic is Bachelor or Survivor.
Chris.
Daniel.
Daniel-san.
You're a sad, lonely guy sometimes.
All the time, really. Most of the time, yeah.
Have you ever thought that there could be a different way for you to meet your dream woman?
No. Nope. I'm just going to die alone.
Wait, different from what? From doing
from
nothing?
From what he's doing now.
Which is nothing.
Which is following women to their car in dark parking lots and asking them to go out with him.
Right. But being real breathy about it.
Breaking into women's bathrooms at bars.
Breaking into them means just wandering into them drunk.
Yeah, they're not locked.
But being real breathy about it.
But being real breathy about it. I actually drunkenly stumbled into the women's bathroom in a bar downtown.
Was that in quotes, drunkenly?
Yeah. I mean, it was mislabeled. Somebody had scratched off the
skirt?
Dress part. Yeah. And so it just looked like a guy. And they got me. It was pretty funny.
Okay. Fair enough.
Anyway, yes. I have many a times thought and wished, hoped and dreamed, is there a better way to meet women?
Yeah. What about you, Joshua?
I'm married to you. I don't need to meet women.
Aww.
We are not in a polygamist relationship.
So what if you were single? What would your strategy be?
Live alone.
Josh and I would move in together.
Forever.
All right. So let's say you wanted to be a lone wolf. How would you feel about trying to survive on a desert island with nothing but your wits about you to win a cool $1 million?
As a lone wolf. In a pack of one.
Exactly. I surrounded by other lone wolves in their packs of one.
I think I would definitely die, but I mean, I'd try it.
Now, where's this $1 million coming from?
Okay, so imagine, if you will, a world where the television shows show competitions happening in real time, sponsored by sponsors like gum and cars.
Sorry, what
the fuck?
Or okay, let's just get down to it. You've seen the show Survivor.
I actually just saw 2 days ago my first Survivor episode.
All right, so
same.
Imagine, if you will, being a contestant on that very show.
I'm imagining.
Or
imagine all that cultural appropriation that they're doing.
Yeah.
I know, right? And all the names. Anyway.
So bad.
Or imagine you're so lonely and you're so sad and you're at your wit's end.
That is not difficult to
imagine. The only way that you can meet your dream woman is by being a contestant on The Bachelorette.
Oh, shit.
Who's your dream woman, Chris?
Dream?
Wait, your dream woman.
Wait. He's on The Bachelorette, so he's the bachelor? No, he's
Bachelorette.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So you wouldn't be the one everyone's chasing after. You're
right.
One of the people chasing
I'm the chasers.
The one woman.
Chasers? Yeah, I'm the chasers.
You're
plural?
Mm.
I'm one of the chasers.
Okay.
Any...
So these are both lone wolf situations.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are. Yeah,
because I mean, if you're the one who's, you know, got 20 ladies looking to get on your pants, then that's kind
on
of
your
a
pants.
Different animal.
Why are they trying to get on my pants?
Because they're, I don't know. Anyway, continue.
Like, am I wearing the pants?
Yes, you are.
Anyway,
a whole
so
bunch
I can pick.
Of dry humping going on.
This sounds terrible. Okay, so Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Or Survivor.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you guys know I really hate reality TV. So this is tough.
I'm not a tremendous fan of reality television.
Joshua?
I am kind of a fan of...
Joshua
you're a
really
huge fan.
Likes reality TV.
It depends on the show, but I'm a big fan.
You're a huge fan.
He's really into like house flipping shows.
Like the worse the show can be, the better Joshua will like it.
That
is
not true.
Yes.
Top line cook.
Anyhow... Go on, Chris. You were saying...
Master bathroom cleaner.
Go on.
Master bathroom renovator. Okay.
Oh, bathroom renovator. That's even better. Yeah, I just really wouldn't want to do either of these. But okay, so if I have to do either... Okay, so Survivor, I'm going to starve. Like, I'm on a desert island.
You're on a desert island.
Desert island.
From my understanding, the early seasons of Survivor, they didn't give you, like, knives and stuff. I thought it was you. Maybe I'm wrong, but anyway, in this season that we were
early
watching,
seasons were naked and afraid.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Like, you weren't, I think you couldn't have more than one change of clothes and you had to, you know, create your own weapons. I'm probably wrong. But anyway, in the newer seasons, they will actually give you like a bucket full of machetes.
Yeah.
A bucket full of machetes.
In the one I saw, and it's the latest season, they are on a boat and then they have like 5 minutes to grab everything off of the boat that they want, throw it in the water, and swim to the island.
It sounds like the Hunger Games.
It's a little Hunger Gamesy, yeah.
Like, here's the stash of weapons. You've got like 5 seconds to go grab it before people start killing you.
I mean, there's less death.
Yeah.
Significantly less death, at least on camera. Yeah.
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 So, and you've got physical challenges.
Physical challenges. And then there's a weird voting thing that happens.
Yeah, that's a tribal council.
That's right. Tribal council. Thank you.
And then there's just all the other people that you have to deal with.
Right.
And so, did your season have Redemption Island?
No.
Oh, the season we watched had that, which added a whole layer of bullshit on top of the bullshit.
I mean, maybe it does.
Let's take Redemption Island away.
Because, yeah, it was confusing.
Okay, no Redemption Island. Okay, so that's Survivor.
Okay.
I have never seen an episode of Bachelorette or Bachelor.
Oh, man, we got a show for you the next time you're over at our place.
I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but maybe describe it.
Okay, so in this case, you would be one of many suitors trying to fall in sweet love with one woman.
Okay.
So let's say there's one woman and then there's 30.
Wait, I'm trying to fall in love with her or I'm trying to get her to fall in love with me?
Both.
Okay.
So you're one of many eligible men that could potentially form a relationship with this woman as she's also
steal her heart.
Forming relationships with every other guy that is living in this house with you.
Sounds really special.
Yeah.
It is.
So so every week...
You know, hygiene is through the roof.
Yeah.
So every week there's, you know, challenges, things that you have to do to impress her. Which,
like physical challenges?
No. Not always.
Sometimes
it could be like, okay, everybody needs to box each other, or we need to all play soccer, and there's two teams, and the winning team gets to go on a date with me. Because there's things like
the entire team.
So it would be like you and like eight other guys with this one woman. So you're fighting for attention. If you're lucky, you'll get an individual date. But keep in mind, regardless of how much time you get to spend with this woman, cameras will be on you at all times.
Well, I mean, cameras will be on, all times?
For the most part, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
So
I'm assuming not in bathrooms, but in bedrooms.
Until, you know, you shut the door and you're like, we're ready for the business.
The business.
The business.
I'm giving her the business.
I'm giving her the business. What is that from? I forgot.
It's from friggin' Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah, that's
right. Of course, because everything's from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, man. Okay, so The Bachelor sounds like the absolute worst. Oh, sorry, The Bachelorette.
But on The Bachelorette, unlimited liquor.
Hmm.
Because they want drama.
I do like unlimited liquor.
You typically live in a really beautiful home.
That's true. I'm not starving.
Nice location.
I don't have to make my own shelter.
No. You might find some bros you want to hang out with. Yeah. You might make some friends.
Maybe we'll bro it up.
Yeah, bro it up. Borrow each other's pants. Yeah.
But you do have to try to get with this girl.
That's
she
what bros
eliminate
do.
You.
Yeah, so that was my main question.
No, because you really want to find love. And you are convinced that this is the way to do it.
But what
because
if I don't?
Wait. This girl, and she's so beautiful, and she's so amazing.
But what if I don't like her?
No, so wait a minute. Now you're saying if you're on The Bachelorette, you're really trying to find love.
Yeah.
So if you're on Survivor, your motivation is what? You really want to find $1 million?
Yeah, you really want to win $1 million.
Yeah, I really want to win $1 million right now.
Okay, so I can really think of myself really wanting to win $1 million.
But
because I want to do that right
isn't
now.
Isn't true love more important?
Isn't that why we started this podcast, so we could win $1 million? Get that sweet podcast and money.
Because that's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, but true love.
Okay, true love, sure.
Imagine your dream woman. Whoever she is.
In this alternate universe, I am very invested in the outcome.
Yeah, for sure. Of okay. either of these. Yeah.
Okay. Because right now I'm not.
Yeah.
Even if I was participating, I would not be.
You'd be checked
now,
out.
Now, wait That's a minute.
Especially if I was participating.
I mean, you've got to go in it wanting to win.
Do you... Okay, never mind. I was going to say, do you truly believe these people are invested in the concept of finding love? Or do they just want to win a game?
They want to win. And so, yeah. So maybe I don't want to find true love, but I still want to win.
Yeah.
I want to play the game, whether or not I'm real or not.
Well, you're not.
Right. I'm fake.
You're a robot.
Okay. Ooh, I wonder what... So...
Ooh, I want to be a robot.
No,
can robots find love?
Because isn't there a thing where everyone starts to like become a stereotype in order to be like a character on the show? Like, I'm the nice guy, or I'm the bro, or
not
I'm the
jock. Not that they would let you know.
Right, I can't speak to...
Maybe not stereotype, archetype.
Yeah.
The Bachelorette, but on The Bachelor... If there are 20 girls, 8 of them will be dental hygienists. Like, guaranteed every season.
Oh, wow. That's...
Yeah. Well, you remember Burning Love, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, great show. Was a dental hygienist or a retired dental hygienist.
Great show. If anybody listening has not seen Burning Love, go on the internet. Go watch it right now.
It's amazing.
It's really great.
It is.
Yeah. This one's really tough because on one hand... I do not want to compete with a bunch of bros for, especially with the kind of people I think would go on that show. Like, these are not my kind of people. But
you'd be
hand,
like the quirky hipster.
Yeah, I don't think that plays very well. But then
on the flip side, like, what skills do you have to survive on an island?
Yeah, and I mean, would you want to deal with all the, like, let's make... You know,
all the alliances.
And like, yeah,
on the Bachelorette, it's up to you to win the game, and it's up to your skills.
Right.
And Survivor, some of it's out of your hands because other people are competing with and against
that was,
you simultaneously.
That was something I noticed when I watched my one episode of Survivor.
Yeah.
Was like they landed, they didn't even have fire, and they were already talking about alliances.
Yeah.
It like they didn't have shelter,
yeah,
or a place to poo, and they were talking about alliances. One guy pooed in the ocean, and just like went in the ocean. Yeah, it really bummed me out.
Yeah, he knows that tides carry things in.
Yeah,
right? Like he's gonna be meeting that poo. Again.
And also, it just means he's like squatting in his own shit for a while because he was. Yeah, it was really bad. Just dig a hole, bro. Like I don't. Spoiler alert: he got voted off that episode. So. Probably because he shit in the ocean.
I voted him off.
Yeah, for sure.
No respect for...
I think I would like to do the physical challenges, though, on Survivor. I think they look really fun. Like, the one I watched was, like, they were on this cool wooden boat, and then they had to dive for some stuff that I don't remember. And then they had to turn the boat into a go-kart or something. And then, like...
turn the boat into a go-kart.
And then roll it up a ramp. And then construct a puzzle.
Sounds like so much work.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Wait a minute. What? You say swim, boat, puzzle?
Yeah.
I think you watched the same one we watched.
Oh, maybe.
I don't remember anyone pooping in the ocean.
That's true, but I do remember swim, boat, puzzle.
I do too.
Maybe they reused some material.
Joshua, where are you standing on this?
I really don't want to do either. But I understand the concept of this podcast, so yes. I will work towards one of them.
Throw us a bone.
I don't feel confident that I can survive on an island, even with camera crews around me to make sure I don't die.
So, right, that's fair.
I'm pretty sure I can't start a fire. I'm pretty sure I would fail at physical challenges. I'm fairly antisocial, so I would not form alliances.
Yeah.
So I don't really like that option. On the flip side, if I go on to The Bachelorette...
Yes.
Again, I'm kind of antisocial.
Right.
I think I would get eliminated fairly quickly.
You could woo a girl, though.
Could I?
Sure.
What charm?
I get wooed?
You've done it before.
Yeah.
I guess?
I mean, think about...
Woo.
You know.
Well, okay. You're right. I wooed you once before, but... Have you ever seen a season of The Bachelor where they have a Taco Bell and a PlayStation 1?
Oh.
Those were my tools.
That was like those were kind of my tools because I would bring the Taco Bell.
I feel like you're both tools, but
It was a very complex mating and courting ritual we had, where I would come to his house in the middle of the night after I got off work, and I would bring Taco Bell, and we would play freaking Dragon Ball games in Japanese on the PlayStation.
I had no idea what the hell we were doing.
I had no idea what was happening. I just knew, like, 3 hours later, I was like, I won!
Wow.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, you were going to fail at Bachelorette.
He would, you know, I think that what you need to do is you need to just get a phone and talk to this girl, because we would talk on the phone for like 4 hours a day.
There you go.
I think that's pretty common.
Yeah. So there
you go. On
young people that are.
Yeah.
Yeah. That are courting.
And courting. And didn't grow up when they had fast internet.
And, yeah. I know, right?
Yeah. Where dial-up was pretty amazing.
I didn't even have
access
to a computer until he and I moved together. So we moved in together.
So
you
okay.
did grow up during that time, though, when you were charged by the minute for your cell phone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so
wow.
Cell phone bills.
Did you have to deposit coins? Like, I don't understand.
I had a pager. It was pretty sweet.
Yes, he so had a pager. That's I'd, like, amazing. Page him. Like, yeah, give me a call.
Oh, my God.
His parents gave him a pager.
Anyway, so you're going to fail.
Either way, I am failing.
You're going to fail. But wait, I mean, you're not going to have...
I think the odds are that I would do better at Survivor.
Hmm.
Because on The Bachelorette, at least for the first 4, 5, 6 episodes, they eliminate people in groups.
Yeah.
Like, you start with like 30 people that are like, okay, 8 of you are going home tonight.
Yeah.
And then like 6 of you the next night.
Yeah.
So I think the odds are... better for me to survive a little bit longer on Survivor.
Sure. Because they only vote one person off a time, I think.
Yes.
Typically, yeah.
An episode. Yeah. What are you thinking, Danielle?
Oh, I'm going Bachelor.
Oh, and Survivor just seems more fun.
It does seem more fun. Right? Like, I don't want to, I don't know.
The liquor, though.
Ride horses. Ooh, liquor would be.
Ride horses? Wait, do they have horses, typically?
I assume.
Liquor, that disease-filled hot tub. A mansion.
Disease-filled liquor.
No. Probably. Who's been kissing 20 other guys.
Yeah, she just. Sweet. I mean, if you never got a chance to see Rocket Love, you should check that out, because that is amazing.
Oh,
God.
It's like The Bachelor, but Brett Michaels is The Bachelor.
Oh, God.
And his tongue is like this big wet worm coming out of his mouth. Like, wah.
Okay, but we cut you off. Where are you going?
I'm
no, it's
so
fine.
Bummed
yeah,
out.
No, it's fine. You know,
yeah.
Okay,
but yeah,
so,
where are you?
So I have no skills when it comes to, like, you know, making ropes, tying knots, starting fires, building shelters. I'm generally disagreeable with most people, because in every group I've ever been in, typically I become the leader. But in this case, I wouldn't know what the fuck I was doing. I feel like, to an extent, I could do okay for a little while with the alliances, but I could see people grouping up and like, let's get rid of her, man.
Oh,
she's
yeah, for
a loudmouth. Sure. Like, I could see people ganging up on me.
Yeah.
With that said, if I was on The Bachelor, and this is assuming that Joshua and I were never married.
Yeah.
So if I was on I'm so afraid I would become one of those like really insecure girls. That's like, oh, he didn't ask me out. Like,
on the group date
with her.
Well,
did he kiss her? I'm so sad and lonely. I'm going to cry on your shoulder.
I was going to bring that up when you were talking about Survivor. In episode 4 of this podcast,
yes,
you talk about how you constantly think that people might be lying to you even in your daily life.
Yes.
So how would the alliances work in that case?
Yeah, no, I'd be paranoid. Like, people are looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least on The Bachelorette, like, I at least can understand that just because someone looks attractive and I'm like, oh, I want to be with him, that doesn't necessarily mean that our personalities are going to meld well.
Sure.
And I think that, assuming that I have the experience that I have now and the intelligence that I do now, I'd be able to understand, like, hey, maybe we're just not meant for each other, as opposed to, oh, this is the perfect guy, and the only way I'm ever going to find happiness is to be with this perfect guy.
Those people on that show, they don't believe that. Despite what they say, they can.
Yeah.
Of course not.
I don't believe.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all as dumb as boxes of rocks, but they're not that dumb.
I've known some very wise rocks in my time.
Comparatively.
Okay. Even a smart rock, though.
Even the smartest rock out there.
I think I'd actually do, now that I'm thinking about it, I think I'd actually do pretty good on Survivor. Like, I know how to tie knots. I can make a fire. I can, like, lash things together. I can make, like, I know how to make a hand axe and, like, cut down a tree.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, I could do all that shit. I can make
from,
shelter.
From, like, Boy Scout camp?
From Boy Scouts. From nothing, I can make a shelter. I don't know about tropical island. Not a lot of tropical island camping in my past.
You can eat a coconut. That's all they do.
Is it always tropical?
I have no idea.
Okay. Let's assume it is. I think that a lot of times it is.
I'm sure it's always like warm climate. I feel like if it was Alaskan tundra, that would...
everyone would just die.
Yeah, everyone would get there and then die and then, you know, survivor.
Yeah. They had to climb into each other's carcasses.
Right. It's warm in here.
Yeah.
Tauntaun style.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I think... And the physical challenges are more fun.
No.
But there's no food.
Yeah, see, I'd have access to food. I don't drink very much, and I would keep it that way. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, even though I keep bringing up the liquor, I don't drink at all.
Yeah, I would have access to a pool.
I would drink a lot.
I'd live in a wonderful home. The only thing that would suck is, like, some of the challenges would be like, you need to make up a rap about this guy.
Oh, God, no.
What?
Yeah, like that.
Shit like that. Or, like, you need to do some sort of, like,
or being like a talent show
performance.
Yeah.
Or... You like there's a lot of like very high school level embarrassing stuff that you have to do. Oh,
of course.
And sometimes it's not just in front of the other contestants.
It can be in front of like a big crowd of people.
Yeah, yeah. The talent show one she's talking about in the last season.
It's in the current season of The Bachelor.
Oh, my God, it was in Vegas, like to try to win a spot to open for Penn and Teller or something.
No.
Yeah.
1,000 nopes.
Yeah. I think I'd be able to get over that just because I probably have some sort of talent that I could use that's more talented than what a lot of other people can do.
Yeah, you just be like, so I need you to hook up this PlayStation 1 and get Dragon Ball Z game.
Exactly.
Do you have a Piccolo?
And in about 3 hours, I'll beat it for you.
Yeah. And I'll bring Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like, I'll bring my own.
One of my talents is my ability to go through the Taco Bell drive-thru in the middle of the fucking night.
I'm pretty bad at that, to be honest.
Going to Taco Bell?
Okay, here's the other thing. This is going to be on national television. So your friends, your family, everyone in the world who watches these shows is going to see this.
Uh-huh.
What's more dignified? Going after $1 million and like almost starving to death, or competing with a bunch of other people just to like go basically have a fake marriage with someone that you hardly know? I feel like there's more dignity in Survivor than there is in The Bachelorette.
Is there a money prize in Bachelor and Bachelorette?
Or
they don't disclose it if there is?
I'm sure that there is, but I don't think they disclose it. So I'm assuming that there is some sort of money.
People that end that show also tend to be, not for very long, but tend to be celebrities afterwards. Whereas on Survivor, I don't think you hear of those people again.
Yeah, because
they just take their $1 million and
buy some food.
Yeah.
And then they go through the drive-thru at Taco Bell.
So is that a motivator that you are temporarily, you know, D-list famous?
That is a demotivator.
Hey, okay. I'm like, if that could open up opportunity for me.
You could start a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
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 I heard that's really lucrative.
I could give people love advice, right?
Who would take love advice from you if...
Your only advice is get some Taco Bell.
No, your only advice is go on The Bachelor.
That wouldn't be my only advice.
I feel like I'm not going to listen to anybody whose love experience has included going on national television to compete.
I think there's lots of different ways to meet people. And if going on television is one of them, that's just one of the many tools that I have.
The rich tapestry that is finding love.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I think I'm sticking with Survivor. I will forage. Oh man, there was this one scene where like a bug crawled in the lady's ear and then it was like bleeding. It was really terrible. But see, I knew.
Oh shit, I didn't think about bugs.
Yeah.
I
hate bugs. All the bugs. But
yeah, bugs,
this is what I'm talking about because it happened on the show and I knew exactly what to do and nobody else did it. And I was like yelling at the TV. You fill your water up, or you fill your ear up with water, and then you wait for the bug to like float to the top or drown. Like that's what you do. And everybody was like running around, going, "There's a bug in my ear!"
This bug thing might have changed my mind.
See, really?
We're talking
vacations on The Bachelor. If you make it far enough, you're going to Ireland, you're going to Vegas, you're going to Japan. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to the tropics and on Survivor.
Luxurious vacation.
On Survivor, I'm going
to
some tropical island.
On The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, no bugs. You're going to a hotel.
Yeah, you're staying like a 5-star hotel.
Bugs kind of scare me. All bugs.
I know you don't like bugs. That's why I kill spiders.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of feel like all bugs are poisonous until proven guilty or proven innocent.
I mean, on The Bachelor, you do still have those microscopic bugs in the hot tub and other places, but...
Yeah.
Venereal disease, you
super
mean?
Super STD country out there.
So...
You know people are banging behind palm trees on Survivor, though.
You think so?
Oh my God, absolutely.
I'd just be too tired. Like, I just want some rice or something. Like, I just want a cheeseburger.
Is this coconut husk doubling as a condom?
Oh, God. Oh.
I don't know who that's more painful for.
Everyone.
Everyone, including all those involved. Including those the watching. Coconut.
Including the cameraman.
Yeah, and the coconut's just like, why? Oh, God, why?
That's not what I signed up for. Right. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, you know, I'm going for my easy ride. I'm going on The Bachelor.
You're going on Bachelor, Joshua?
I'm going on Bachelorette because of bugs.
Shit. Okay, fine. I'm outvoted.
No. Yeah, go on.
But I'm going man. Survivor.
And then when you win your $1 million, you can take... You know, us and our dream people.
No. I'm never going to hang out. You guys have been on national television. I'm never going to hang out with you ever again.
Oh.
No, we're done.
You'll want to meet my wife.
You think you're going to win? That's so cute.
You have to go in with the mentality that you're going to win.
I know, but I actually could win Survivor. Probably not, but I could.
Are you saying definitely we're not charming not. Enough that someone would want to marry us?
Yeah. That's why you had to find each other. I mean, thank God. I mean, thank God. Yeah, so I'm sticking with Survivor, but I concede that I'm outvoted.
All right, no, that's fine.
Going bad. Ugh.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed Bachelor or Survivor. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at tortpodcast. Just use hashtag fantasy suite. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout-out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.